MaximumSupply.com.
I hope you had a great weekend, what's left in September, because we're already rolling, folks, in a couple of days into October. Do you believe it? Kate Delaney, my name. This show is America Tonight. If you've never heard us before, we zig and zag all over the place. It's how we roll. It's water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. We like to think like no other. If you like the guy down the dial, George Norrie, who talks about flying saucers and aliens and Area 51 and all that good stuff, we do sometimes too. But mostly we're on the ground because there's so much happening on the ground that's necessary to talk about when it comes to the fools who are running the show in Washington. That'd be a little synopsis of what happens here. But we also hit up the other highlights too and lighten the load when we talk about sports and some other things. Plus, you get to throw in your two cents. How about that? More and more on talk shows, they become lockouts. They're like lockouts. And you really don't get to express yourself. Remember, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, it's all good, my friends. You have a place here, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can zip us an email at americatonight.net. A lot of times I'll talk about what happened. I'll do a weekly rewind in Washington and what happened last week. It's interesting because there was a lot of buzz over some testimony on the Hill, and the testimony was from an unlikely person. You know, you think of the people that have been trotted up for different hearings, whether it's the BP executives or the other oil executives after the BP folks who also came to testify, or the people running Ford and GM and all the automakers who made their way to Washington and kind of fumbled and then went back, punted, and did it all over again, or the steroid trot out, which was ridiculous, and the various baseball players who testified a couple of different times that happened. So then there's this. Stephen Colbert, do you know him? He does a show that many of you are probably aware of. I think he's a very funny guy. He plays a very interesting character, and that's what he's doing on the tube, if you've ever seen Colbert's show. So suddenly, and I was kind of surprised when I saw this, suddenly he was testifying before the House Judiciary Committee's subcommittee on immigration. This guy is a Comedy Central host, okay? So here's what it sounded like. Here's a little bit of Colbert.
This is America. I don't want a tomato picked by a Mexican. I want it picked by an American, then sliced by a Guatemalan, and served by a Venezuelan in a spa where a Chilean gives me a Brazilian. After working with these men and women, picking beans, packing corn, for hours on end, side by side, in the unforgiving sun, I have to say, and I do mean this sincerely, please don't make me do this again. It is really, really hard.
Does one day working in the field make you an expert witness, do you think?
I believe one day of me studying anything makes me an expert in something.
All right. So here's the deal. This was crazy. It made big headlines, and good for Colbert because, hey, that's more attention on the show. I mean, if I were him, I'd be like, you got to be kidding me. They're buying this whole thing, and I'm going to do this testifying. You heard what he said right there. Obviously, he was ripping the whole illegal immigration thing, and he was playing his character. So the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, had this to say about his recent testimony last week.
I think his testimony was not appropriate. No, I think it was an embarrassment for Mr. Colbert more than the House.
I mean, come on, give me a break. These people, they're so unaware that he is the arch conservative character. That's what he was doing. And he went before the committee. They didn't realize this. on Friday to talk about his 10-hour volunteer work as a migrant farm worker. And so immediately, the people that were there, the lawmakers, we'll call them, I think were not really realizing, most of them, what was going on. And they were shaking their heads in disbelief. Of course they were shaking their head in disbelief, because what a ruse that was. John Conyers from Michigan asked Colbert to leave the room eventually. Nancy Pelosi said she thought the performance was great and appropriate, because, of course, she's going to say that. She's saying he's American. He came before the committee. He has a point of view, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, here's the thing. All the things that are happening, and it is like there's a bunch of jackals on the on some of these committees and who are supposedly our lawmakers. So there's, like I said, they're so unaware that they get somebody like this to testify and then just get caught having no clue what was happening. I think it just says it all. It says it all. The lack of understanding. And this is, you know, this is why some of these guys deserve to be out of the House and the Senate, because they don't really get it. They don't really get why a millionaire television character personality, Stephen Colbert, can actually go and testify, and they don't get that he was making fools of them. At least some of them didn't understand that. Absolutely crazy. Hilarious. And that's what he points out, that people just don't get it. It was satire. And he is great at that. I don't know. Did you see any of that? Was that incredible what happened, Matt, that he was able to pull that ruse off and a lot of them had absolutely no idea? They're like tone-deaf idiots.
Yeah, I don't get it. He did the same thing at the correspondence dinner when Bush was the president as well, and it's like people just don't learn that people who are characters like that on TV are going to use the same a way to exploit themselves for publicity. That's what they're doing. He made a comic appearance, I guess, in character,
yeah.
And now
yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. He did exactly what he wanted to do.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me that people, the people who are setting the laws, coming up with the bills, supposedly, didn't understand what was happening there. Now, there was another side to this. I'm not sure if we have this. Matt, do we have Fox's Megyn Kelly? Because she blasted Colbert's testimony.
Well, that is hilarious to some and a huge waste of taxpayer time and money to others. Actually, you can feel both. Congressman Steve King is an Iowa Republican on that subcommittee. All right, Congressman, there's no question that Stephen Colbert is a funny comedian. And, you know, he delivers a funny bit and he, you know, makes people laugh. What the hell was he doing before the U.S. Congress?
Well, there was no rational reason for him to be there. I think this started back some weeks or months ago when the chair, Zoe Lofgren from California, was in close relations with the United Farm Workers Union, and they set this up, and it got a life of its own. This was dropped on us. I've known about this for a few days, but I didn't know that he was going to go in and testify in character. I read his written testimony last night. It was about 1.25 pages long, double spaced, without much substance, and your witnesses were...
All right, you get it. They didn't get it. They were duped, and Megyn Kelly does have a point. That was some money down the tubes, but whose fault is that? Hello, do you scream who comes and testifies? Do you even know what they do for a living? Hang with us.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
All right, as we continue to roll through here on America Tonight, a couple of top headlines besides the craziness of what's happening in Washington when they don't even realize that they're being duped. That's incredible. I guess Pelosi realized it, or at least somebody slipped her a note so she knew what was going on, so that she responded correctly anyway. And the fact that Stephen Colbert got that far, to him, I would love to be a fly on the wall. You know, we used to do the segment Fly on the Wall, and if I could hear what the writers and what Colbert had to say after he testified, I would love it. I would love to hear what he had to say. But, you know, Megyn Kelly has a point. It's funny and it's crazy and it's just shows the stupidity of the people running the country. But it's also money that's thrown out the window, just down the rat hole. And it's typical, isn't it? I guess that gets added on to some budget somewhere. Not sure. Moving forward, this is a big story out of Georgia. You hate to hear stories like this. You know, the whole deal with the Catholic priests and the abuse of the young boys over how many decades, and the church still trying to combat that image and trying to make it right. And now the stories about what did the Pope know when he was a cardinal. Was he responsible for shuffling some of these priests around? Now you have this Georgia pastor who has a mega, mega, mega church. His name's Bishop Eddie Long. And he talked before thousands of his supporters at his church on Sunday, and he promised to fight the accusations that he lured four men into sexual relationships. It is a, now, it's been a lawsuit that's been filed claiming that he abused his spiritual authority. Here's what Long said today.
I feel like David against Goliath, but I got five rocks and I haven't thrown one yet. I am not the man that's being portrayed on the television. That's not me. That is not me.
Boy, and if it's not him and he's vowing to fight it, he needs to fight it tooth and nail, because you think of the, you think now of religion and how it's getting tainted for stories like Ted Haggerty and what happened with him and his relationship with a man after he was all over homosexuality. Same thing with this bishop. He is anti-homosexuals, always rails on homosexuality being wrong, and now these four guys are coming forward and saying, oh no, he wanted relationships and had relationships with us and gave us gifts and all this other stuff, and he is a father of four and he's massively outspoken about gay marriage, and his church has counseled gay people to become straight, and two young guys are saying he flat out groomed them for sex when they were enrolled in a youth academy, which was a program that taught teenagers about sex and financial discipline. And now you've got two other guys from one of the satellite churches who are saying the same thing. He's saying, look, I'm under attack, I'm accused, and I'm going to fight this off. So you know more about this church because he really is a big-time minister. He's with one of the independent church leaders. That's what you would call him. And over the past two decades, he had a congregation of just 150 people. That's all he had. To 25,000 plus with a $50 million cathedral. It's beautiful, big mega church, and a whole bunch of parishioners that include a lot of famous people, athletes and entertainers and, you know, politicians, and thousands of people showed up for the two services where he spoke. So we'll see if lawyers come up with, and then how he fights it back. It's one of those, man, is this going to be a story like the Haggerty story, or is it a setup thing? You can only hope that you're going to have one of these stories where religion and something that runs crazily, hypocritically amok to what the person is saying turns out to be nothing but false. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, hey, listen, I will fight tooth and nail and you'll see. So that'll happen, probably unfold in the next couple of weeks. More details will emerge from that to be certain. All right, a couple of other odds and ends to jump to. Here we go, from the Georgia pastor to what's happening around the world that affects all of us. And one of the things that is heavily being talked about is now Afghanistan, and what is the end in Afghanistan. In other words, there is no end date. But ironically, this week, there are discussions about what's happening with Hamid Karzai's brother and all the allegations of corruption, which, you know, of course, with the drug trade and opium there and what's happening. Now this is federal prosecutors who are actually doing a criminal investigation on the brother of Hamid Karzai, and it certainly raises the temperature on dealing with his government and also Afghanistan. Frankly, there was an explosive story on 60 Minutes, and I have to give credit to Laura Logan for doing an excellent job of being in the field and being with one of the battalions that we talk about so often, and what it's really like, and people don't realize in Afghanistan how they're fighting literally while these soldiers are just sitting ducks. And they go into these villages where snipers have them in their sights and try to pick them off. And it's almost like through the tube you could feel the tension. And sure enough, she was out there, and they took a bunch of shots and actually wounded one of the guys. And openly, they were talking about pretty much this is what you see. This is what happens here as we try to win over these villagers. And the commanding officer talked about how tough it was to do that. So the question was asked, are we winning the war in Afghanistan? And it was answered that not really. He didn't say it. It was the unspoken word. But part of that is the whole rules of engagement thing, and then the confusion over going into the villages and the Taliban strongholds, and how the people, they're not communicating to the people, partially because I think it's Hamid Karzai who's not really doing much to help where he could help. He wants the United States to do whatever they can, but yet constantly flinging things back in our face, like what's going on with the civilians and the drone problems and some other things. So now you got the situation with the focus on the corruption, and this is happening in New York. You know, look, there's a history of you know, problems in that country with racketeering or extortion, whatever you want to call it, and even tax evasion. There's discussions about tax evasion. What is the business interests and all of that? So if U.S. prosecutors decide to bring charges against Karzai, they won't move until next year after a review of the strategy. Here we go again in Afghanistan by the Obama administration, because the decision about whether to proceed with the prosecution will ultimately rest in the hands of who? The Justice Department, right? So this is just an investigation, I guess, at this point, and who knows if it'll end up being anything further. A lot of that, I think, depends on behind the scenes, whether or not the U.S. stays in Afghanistan for however long. I mean, this has already been 9 years. How much progress has been made after 9 years is the question, and moving forward, the clock has to be ticking. Do you think we'll actually say at some point, well, it's been 15, 16 years. If it's been 15, 16 years, boy, that country better look like Disneyland, because I can't see how the American people will tolerate that. 2 decades of occupation, all the people have been deployed over and over and over again, and then to walk away with not a clear victory, I think is unacceptable. So the longer that we stay in Afghanistan, clearly the longer it becomes, you have to walk away with this thing, with something. Have to do that. All right, stay with us. We got a dungeon moment coming up next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Joining us all in America tonight, Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. Blunders of the day. Boy, we have quite a few of them, actually. And then we're actually going to put somebody in our little old dungeon. We haven't done that in a while. We could talk about the crazy passenger who forces the flight cancellation. That'd be awful. You're on that plane, you're dog tired, you just want to get to your destination, and you have some kook on the plane. Because you don't know whether to be upset, frightened, or just annoyed. You have a range of emotions when you end up on that kind of a flight, especially if the person's sitting near you. Okay, so we go from that to, and I'll talk about that in a second, to this high school coach who decided he was going to moon the fans during the game. Did you hear about this story? Oh, I'm going to tell you about it. But a story that got a lot of buzz over the weekend is this Katy Perry story. And she's a singer, a young singer in her 20s, who is, you know, she'll dress, I don't know if I want to say provocatively, but like a young singer would dress. Except for, here's the deal, you have to know your audience. And Katy Perry was invited to do a Sesame Street episode. And she was excited about it and talked about spending time with Elmo or whatever. But here's the thing. Her appearance on Sesame Street was cut because parents complained about the fact that she was a cleavage kind of broad, if you know what I mean. She wears lots of tops that give her massive cleavage. Some of them almost like she looks like she could dance on a pole. So, you know, listen, I'm all for be who you are, wear what you want to wear. But Katie, we got to tell you, you got to cover yourself up a little bit for the young fellows and young girls who might be watching Sesame Street. That's kind of a wholesome show, after all. So we think she has to spend a little time in our dungeon rethinking that outfit. Without further ado, Matt, show her in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yep, now that she can't get out of our dungeon, either she can sing her new hit, California Girls, for us, or do an interview here on America's Night. We'll send her a key. Her fiancé, Russell Brand, you know, in the tweeting thing, did actually kind of a funny deal. He put, "Today's Sesame Street will not be brought to you by the number 34 or the letter D." I don't think I have to explain that to anyone, do I? All right, some of the other blunders of the week include some of that I mentioned already, and let me tell you about this high school coach. So I was thinking about this today. To moon or not to moon? You know, the 50s and 60s, you think of how innocent it all was. But here's the deal. You had an assistant high school coach who decided, he's the boys and girls high school assistant guy. He dropped his shorts during the game, exposing his butt, you know, mooning them, to the fans at the Campus Magnet High School in Queens, New York, because there was a disputed call by the referee. Doesn't it always have to do with a call? And I think that there was shock. So after that happened, there was a shoving match on the field between the assistant coaches and some of the safety people that were out there. The fellow assistants were trying to hold him back as he turned around and pulled down his shorts. And then there was a melee, and it happened when the Campus Magnet scored a 2-point conversion try after the team's running back, Rayshon Lewis, was stripped of the ball when he crossed the goal line. The refs confirmed the ruling on the field. Boys and Girls Club assistant coach Clive Harding ran to dispute the call. So you can imagine what's happening here. And then the refs ejected the team's coach, and the fans started to heckle them, and that's when he lost his shorts. He decided he had enough. So he decided to moon the hecklers. Matt, boy, I can honestly tell you I've seen a lot of things in my time, especially when it comes to sports, but I have never seen that happen ever, even when I was in school.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. I can't remember anything like that ever happening in like a high school game. Usually it's the fans and the students that are the ones that are getting out of control.
Right. I mean, this guy had to, that's more than losing your temper. His name was Clive Harding, by the way. And that's, you know, when the refs ejected the coach, and they ejected him too, and the fans were screaming and heckling, that's when he decided to do it. He'd give him sort of the eye full of the moon, but dude, you cannot do that. It's not a frat party. It's not the 50s and you're cruising around in some Cadillac downtown and you're mooning at 3 in the morning or whatever. You just, there's no way. And maybe I bet you he gets banned from the league or something like that. So he'll only hurt himself in the long run. All right, talk about hurting yourself. In the case of a nutball on a plane, they're not hurting themselves. They're hurting everyone on the plane because, like I said, there's a range of emotions that people go through, especially in light of what's happening now. It's like today I went into Tampa, right? I came through the Tampa airport. It was smooth. The people were nice. It was easy. It was great. The people were great, I have to say. But you see the sign when you're going through the security checkpoint, and it's a big sign, and it has all the alerts. Remember the crazy alert system we had? High alert. We still have high alert, yellow, orange, whatever. I mean, are we, and it says, in terrorism, don't we already know that? Aren't we always on high alert? Aren't we supposed to always be on high alert? I'm just saying. And I'm looking at the sign like, oh, you need to get rid of this sign. It's ridiculous. And then at the gate, they actually swab the hands of a few people randomly. They're doing these random checks, I guess. And probably on the flight I was on, there must have been, it was a full flight, there must have been 8 or 9 people who were swabbed and checked out before they got on the plane, and you could tell they were making jokes like, what, do I look like a terrorist? So it's still the same old thing. Are we any safer? You have to ask yourself that. Then you have these nuts, like out of Seattle. A Delta spokesperson said that a passenger on a flight that was headed for Amsterdam forced the pilots to return the plane to Seattle shortly after it took off. What happened was there was a passenger who had some, they won't tell you, there was some kind of a weird disturbance. And 30 minutes, I mean, pretty much 30 minutes after they left, they decided it was better to turn around. So they took the passenger to a medical facility. So now they're, you got to think there's something more to this story. But why are they getting on a plane? If there's a problem, I mean, if there is some medical problem, why are they getting on the plane in the first place? I'm just saying, for the person that gets on the plane, why are you doing that? It's like, you know what, passengers have to just, there might have this occurrence might happen. So I think the person who disrupts the flight and causes uncoverable time, for example, or who knows what the expenses are, a day lost on a vacation, a hotel room, a business meeting, whatever it is, then you know what? Somebody has to do something about this. Because what's the recovery here for anybody? What's the recovery for the passenger that's lost the day or 2 days by the time they get somewhere, especially if it's someplace far, that they can't get back? You know, it's ridiculous. Somebody said to me, you want to solve the problem? You just toss these people in jail for a while, and you just tell flat out, any kind of disturbance, you're in jail for a maximum, or a minimum rather, 60-day stay or something. I mean, you know, these nuts, I don't understand it. What's up with people wanting to fly in the first place if that's what their deal is? Why are they doing that? You know, and if there was something wrong with the person about flying, they need to be taking some kind of sleeping pill or something. I don't get it. It's just what I'm saying. I just don't get it. It's such a random deal when you fly. And, you know, there's so many great people in this country. I mean, there is. There's so many great people that you meet randomly when you're just going to hit a few golf balls, right, guys? Or maybe the person sitting next to you on the flight is a really nice person. You have a little conversation with them, and it's great. But there's always those Fruit Loops that totally kill it for everybody else. But killing it is more than just killing the mood. It's killing off somebody's trip. Unless it's the casual trip back home and no harm, no foul because they're inconvenienced, but they're lucky enough that they don't have anything they have to get to. But that's not most people. Young or old, whether it's school, whether it's a job, whatever it is, I think if you really pretty much polled all the passengers on that flight, whether it was a business or a pleasure, guaranteed they were planning on spending X amount of time in Amsterdam, not to have it sucked away from them because they have to reboot and do the whole thing over again. Please, people, get it together. All right, we're going to get it together on the flip side. What happened over the weekend as far as the box office is concerned? We have an update for you since we do the cheap movie reviews on Friday. We'll do that next here on ATN.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'll tell you what, speaking of fighting authority, in looking at looking forward to what's coming up this week here on America Tonight, so we call a little tease on the show. We're going to have a criminal attorney on to talk about some of the outrageous things that are actually going down in courtrooms across America. I mean, just crazy things when it comes to sentencing and some of the police brutality things that are happening across the nation, and, you know, victims of police beatings in Colorado, and some of them who have won some big cases, and, you know, what's happened not just in Colorado but across the nation, that we're seeing a weird trend here. Now, I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and he's told me some terrible things that they've had to deal that he's had to deal with on the job, whether it's a meth head or someone out of control or whatever. But we've also seen these weird trends in some of these cities with what's happened with the cops and situations that are just shouldn't be. So anyway, we're going to do that. We're going to talk to a legal commentator who's had incredible success in this area and some others when it comes to criminal litigation. But that's later in the week. Right now, however, there was a crazy moment on Saturday Night Live, and I happened to catch part of it. You know, the big story politically has been the Tea Party. It's on the cover of Newsweek, I think it was, or Time. I don't know which one. I can't remember now. Might have been Time, where it says something about the Tea Party and talking about the phenomenon and what's happening with the Tea Party, and here's the various candidates and how are they doing. And the biggest one that's caused most commotion, we all know by now, in Delaware is Christine O'Donnell. Here was the Saturday Night Live spoof on O'Donnell. Take a listen.
Come in.
Mr. Jessup, Christine O'Donnell is here.
Have her come in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Christine. How are you? I'm Ted Jessup. This is Jim Boucher.
Hello.
All right. Please, sit down.
Yeah.
So, Christine, Jim and I are handling the RNC role in your Delaware Senate campaign.
Okay.
Obviously, the Republican National Committee did not support you in the primary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you won it fair and square. Mm-hmm. You are the Republican nominee, and we are behind you 100%.
Thank you. It's nice to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the latest polls have you trailing, but that's because of the media's fixation on trivial things from your past, like your talking about dabbling in witchcraft on Bill Maher's show.
You guys, I was 16. Have you ever been 16?
It was also your claim that scientists have developed mice with human brains.
I don't even remember saying that, you know. But I guess I did.
It's on videotape.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, there's your anti-masturbation campaign.
Oh. That was 15 years ago. It was in my early 20s. Come on.
All right, listen, we're not worried about it, okay? If anything, the media's obsession with masturbation makes them look bad. It's creepy.
Look, when I started that anti-masturbation campaign...
No, Christine, honestly, forget it. It's old news.
No, this is important. When I started that campaign, and I'll be totally honest here, I, frankly, did not understand what masturbation was.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It turns out I was confusing it with something else.
I see.
Yes. And as soon as I understood that, I totally reversed my policy on that. Yeah? But you didn't hear that in the media, right?
Nope, I did not.
I will have you know that I masturbate constantly.
Really?
I masturbated this morning when I woke up, again in the shower, then while eating breakfast, and in the taxi on the way over here.
Okay, you don't need to.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else. In a few minutes, I'm going to want to masturbate again.
Okay, well then, we'll try to keep this meeting short.
Well, Christine, here it is, in a nutshell. We're going to do everything we can to help you win the Delaware Senate race, but first, you have to help us help you.
Okay.
Now, is there anything else you can think of from your past? Anything at all that might be problematic?
Because trust us, it's going to come out, and when it does, we'll need a response.
No? Nothing.
You sure?
Yes.
Nothing in the new Bill Maher tapes?
No.
No arrests?
No.
No traffic accidents?
No.
No DUIs?
No. No.
Good. Good. Okay. All right. We just need to be sure because this race is going to tighten up. And when it does, it's going to be a real dogfight. You need to understand that.
Look, please don't try to tell me about dogfights, okay? I know all about dogfights.
All right, you get the gist of this Saturday Night Live spoof of Christine O'Donnell. What's interesting is the Los Angeles Times did a story, and I think they were right on the money here. I mentioned talking to several people about Marco Rubio, and they're careful. Like there they were talking about, okay, we're going to support your campaign and the money thing in the beginning of that, and then poking fun, obviously, at all the stuff that's been reported about things that she said in the past. But foreclosure, real estate problems are dogging O'Donnell and Marco Rubio, and, you know, these are Republican Senate nominees from, she's from Delaware, of course, and he's from Florida. There's also Laura Richardson, a Democrat from Long Beach, California, and Illinois, the Democrat running to fill Obama's U.S. Senate seat. His family had a bank fail in April. So what they're talking about, a lot of the political pundits are saying, or experts are saying, it'd be wise to be careful about criticizing the whole financial thing, because if this is pointed out about what's happened to the Christine O'Donnell in her life, or Rubio and what he's had to go through with a bankruptcy or whatever it is, then, or a foreclosure, then there's voter empathy even more because of what's happening to so many people. And I think this just, I think there's something to this. Criticizing the financial failings of an opponent used to be fair game in politics, but during hard times, I don't think that's where you want to go, because the more the person is attacked on that front, I think the more voters, and I know that that's what we'll think. You know, how many of you would think that, like, hey, why, get off their back. What do you think? They're just like the rest of us. They're having problems making ends meet because of yada, yada, yada. And that's, that would fall in the favor of some of the people that I just mentioned. It wasn't about the lack of money. It was about how much money that the movie Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, raked in at the box office. If you haven't heard of it, it's the Michael Douglas Part 2 of Wall Street. Here's a little clip of that movie.
What are you, some kind of energy freedom fighter?
No, Mr. Geck, I'm in this game to make money like anybody else.
So what about money, Jake? You like her?
I like her. I've never thought about money as a sheep.
Oh. She lies there in bed at night with you, looking at you, one eye open. Money never sleeps. And she's jealous. And if you don't pay close attention, you wake up in the morning, she might be gone forever.
Wow, truer words were probably never spoken. Have any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.